Morning, guys. Matching on day four. Got some stuff I want to tell you about, and there might be a second part to this one, actually, the project, but I thought that I'd come along and just sort of let you know things are going good here. Well, they are now. They weren't yesterday. Decided I'd got done with the program. You know, I got done with what I was doing with the audio that you guys heard. If you listened to my last one, you got to see me do some work with Goldwave because I was in the mood for messing with it. And that turned out quite good. But later on, I wanted to, as you know, I'm an avid Archers fan and I wanted to listen to the Archers. So I turned on my Sonata Plus, which is, for those who don't know, an internet radio that's extremely cool, in my opinion. For those who know what it is, forget that bit. But if you know what I'm talking about, then you'll know maybe that they released a firmware update for it. Well. I broke mine. Well, kind of broke it. And I'll go into more detail in a minute exactly what happened and what I did, because I actually got it going again. And it was thanks to Melissa's suggestion of doing something with it, which I'll get to in a minute, as to how we got it back again. Luckily, it hadn't ruined it, but it was to a pretty broken state where it wouldn't power up. It just sat there doing nothing. You're supposed to shut it off and shut it back on again. And that's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to then do whatever it's doing. I can't remember how it does it now. It's supposed to basically power the update. I rang Lou in a fit of panic. I was like, shit, my radio's broken. So Lou said, let me try mine. And hers powered up. She says, but I couldn't get mine going this morning. Or yesterday morning, whatever it was. I said, ah, okay. So there was a problem with yours at least. She said, yeah, it wouldn't connect. So I explained to her what had happened. I said, is there anything under messages? I said, because the other day there was messages and she found some and they've done a firmware update. And he said the firmware update was going to be pushed on Tuesday. Of course, I'd listened to the Archers Tuesday night on that radio. So the radio had been on over 20 minutes. What I didn't realise was that the messages had come in on Monday telling me about the firmware update. Otherwise, I would have been a bit more careful about how I handled this next part of the situation. Anyway, last night came and went. I was busy with the audio that I'd posted on Audioboo for Marching on Day 3, as you know, with all the fancy crap that I was doing with Goldwave. That was hilarious, actually. I enjoyed doing that. I turned on my radio about 8 o'clock, thinking, ah, we're going to listen to the Archers because, you know, I missed it now. I sort of powered it up and it chimed. And then it just sat there. I thought, well, it should come up by now. Because normally it comes up after a fashion. But it never even attempted to come up. So I thought, oh, no. So I powered it down. And I thought, eh, now what do we do? So Melissa Skyped me and said, do you want to chat? I said, yeah. I said, I need cheering up. She went, why? What's happening? I said, my internet radio's broken. So we had a massive long chat. Oh, we were talking about all sorts of random things, and it was about 1:30 in the morning by this point. And I said to her about the radio, and she said, well, have you tried it again since it died? I said, no. I said, to be honest, although I sound negative here, I said it's not going to work because it's lost its firmware, I think. And then she said, is there any sort of, like, reset switch on the back? I said, no. I said, but let me have another look in case I've missed something. I said, it's a small detail, but you could be right. There might be something I can use to reset it. So I basically plugged it into my computer. I basically unplugged it from the wall and turned it upside down, or should I say turned it back ways on so the back of it was facing me, and I found the Ethernet port. And I said to Mel, I said, oh, Ethernet lead. I wonder if I can do something with this. I wonder if because it's kind of half dead, if it might go into some sort of internet recovery mode. I said, the chances are slim, but she said, try it, man. She said, try it, because you might just be lucky and it might actually do it. So I went behind my TV, which is an absolute pain to get to, grabbed the power adapter, went in the hallway with the radio. Why did I go in the hallway, I hear you ask? Well, that's where I happen to have a free Ethernet lead floating around that's connected to my router for the purposes of my three-signal kit. So that's that. I got that. Then I went, I got all the leads and everything, and I plugged it in, and it sat there, and it didn't do anything for about 10 minutes. And I said to Mel, I said, I don't think this is going. I said, she says, have a look. What he says, is there anything on the screen? I said, I think it says loading. I said, but I can't tell. I said, I can't really see the little screen very well. And she said, well, what do you need? Is there anything that you need to do? I said, I don't really know. I said, basically, I said, I need to find out. I said, where it's at. I said, because I can't tell whether it's booting, booted, or what, because there's no sound, because I have mine set to speaker low. So the speaker's off on mine. Because I've got it through my big dock, I don't need the speaker. So I've got it plugged into my dock, and I've got the speaker turned down. So that's how that works. So basically, I went back to it and I saw that there was a connection light on. I said to Mel, I said, ooh, it's initialized Ethernet port at least. I said, ah, there you go, you see, it's doing something. She said, maybe it will work after all. I said, I don't know. I said, I can't imagine it. I said, what should we do? She went, just leave it for a few minutes and see what happens. So I did. And it still stayed in the same funky state. It wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't progressing forward. So I did maybe what I shouldn't do, and I thought, you know what, let's just shut this thing down. So I shut it down, and then I powered it back up again, and it did something different this time. It got a bit further. The Ethernet lead light came on, and it started to come up, and it stopped, and it came up, and it looked like it said username. So I thought, I wonder what I'd do with this. So I didn't do anything with it. I just pressed the volume control. With that, the screen went blank. And then I think it powered down and restarted. Then it said starting. And then when it said starting, I thought, oh, let's turn up the volume. And he went, like it always does. It played the little tune that it plays. And it came to life. So we've now got a working Sonata. The only difference now, if you have it connected to external speakers like I do, and your volume on your radio is down, you won't hear the initial chime. At least I don't on this one now. I thought it was broken. Actually, what had happened was the radio wasn't busted at all. It was just me. I interrupted the firmware download and it had cocked up. I don't know what the firmware is for, but there was a message saying that there was one. The difference I've noticed with it is the way it says connecting to the internet now is the same voice that it uses the same voice for that as what it does on the BWBF Sonata service main opening screen now, as it were, opening audio. It'll say press enter to connect to radio stations, podcasts, blah blah blah, whatever, you know. It basically tells you what all the deal is with all that. So that's that. There's not really much else I can say, but that was mainly what I wanted to come in for today, was to let you guys know about that, because I just thought, you know what the hell's going on? Why is this thing not working? And it turns out this firmware update was a hell of a lot easier than we thought originally, and it, thanks to Melissa's persistence, say, oh, try it again, try it again. And I was thinking, no, it's not going to work. I thought, you know what, I've got